Former New York State Governor Mario Cuomo says he's been reading the letters of Abraham Lincoln. Cuomo searched Lincoln's writings and speeches for clues to what he might think about today's politicians. And Cuomo has written a book called Why Lincoln Matters. He says he started when New York officials read Lincoln's Gettysburg Address to mark the anniversary of the September 11 attacks.
Lincoln is relevant enough for you to use him instead of your own words in seeking to interpret in some form 9/11. As if that's true, why don't we ask him about preemptive war?
Lincoln wrote a letter to one of his lifelong friends that appears to touch on the subject of preemptive attacks on other
nations. Absolutely.
Saying
and
what?
What Lincoln said specifically was, of course it's a bad idea. If the attack is imminent and obvious, then it's not preemptive, it's self-defense. Otherwise, there is the danger that the leader who chooses a preemptive war will make a mistake or will deliberately create a war.
Mario Cuomo is a Democrat, so it's not surprising that he found plenty of contradictions between President Lincoln and President Bush. He also admits that Presidents Lincoln and Bush pursued similar courses in some areas. For one thing, they both curtailed civil liberties in a time of war.
They were both elected without mandates. They were both confronted early on with a huge crisis. Lincoln's perhaps larger, the Civil War. They both bent the Constitution, perhaps broke it. There were also vast differences. Lincoln invented the income tax. Of course, it was unconstitutional, but so what? It was a war. He needed the money.
What are the dangers, as you see them, of invoking the name of Lincoln and saying, well, Lincoln would have been against Bush's tax cuts, or saying, as you do, Lincoln would have supported the 1973 decision on Roe versus Wade on abortion?
It irritates a lot of people who don't feel that way, especially if they're people who are Republican and like to believe that Lincoln's Republicanism was today's Republicanism, which it wasn't. It wasn't today's Democratic politics either. See, I think the labels are totally worthless now.
There's one issue here that I'd like to ask about, not specifically in the sense of President Bush, but in the sense of the political climate,
right,
and the way that it might be different from the 1860s. President Lincoln never professed to belong to an organized church
absolutely.
Of any kind.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely accurate. And if he was anything, he was a rationalist.
And yet, even though he did not belong to an organized religion, Lincoln often did invoke God in his speeches and used the language of the Bible in his speeches, which is a way that he's like modern politicians, isn't
he? He used the language of the Bible over and over in the second inaugural, how religious his references are. And yeah, that's absolutely true. But he never talks about Jesus as God. And he doesn't talk about God. He talks about creator. He was clearly not a person who accepted any specific religious faith.
In the second inaugural, there's the line about, as God gives us to see the right. I mean, there are references to God.
Yeah, well, yes, but he never makes an argument for God.
I just wonder if it says something about the electorate that politicians were addressing then and now.
Well,
something practical.
Let me ask a really grubby political question. I'm better at this than you are because I lived that life for a long time. Would a politician stoop so low as to use religion to get close to voters? Yeah. I hope I didn't do it too much, because when I drop dead and I find out there is a God, and indeed he has a big book with everything noted. Yeah, of course, politicians do it. Did Lincoln do it for that reason? All I know is Lincoln was a master politician.
Governor Cuomo, what do you think that Lincoln would make of the presidential campaign that we're in the middle of right now?
He would say, thank God I didn't have to raise that much money. And he'd probably say, thank God, too, that I don't have to do television.
Mario M. Cuomo is a former governor of New York State and the author of Why Lincoln Matters. Governor, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.